Sean also sat down with the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fouad Twal, who spoke of the Pope's welcome in Jordan and his meetings with the region's political leaders.
Thanks God, in Jordan we have still stability, political stability and political and psychological stability. That's why the majority of our seminarians are from Jordan. We have, thanks God, a seminary packed full of seminarians, majority of them coming from Jordan, as I am.
As journalists, we were very struck by the speech of King Abdullah.
Really, he's wonderful. The royal family, all the royal family, and if we live with serenity and happy with our rights, and more than our rights, as Christians, as minority, it is thanks to the royal family and to their education, their culture. And then with that, we are faithful people, faithful to our land, to our kingdom, to our mission and to our faith. Yeah, thanks God.
There was another political speech that struck us very much, the speech of Shimon Peres when he met the Pope in Jerusalem.
Really, Shimon Peres is a good president, who delivered a very good speech. We would be very grateful if we can apply this speech on our realities, far, far away from our reality. The fact that this president, very nice statement, hasn't any power to put in practice what he said and what we are asking. I would be grateful if Netanyahu delivered the same speech as well as... But in the same time, I hope always, even Netanyahu is radical, but he's able to put courageous steps, courageous gestures. He's able. He can do that.
We've heard the word peace, shalom, salam, so many times this week. Do you think we're even a little bit closer to a real peace after this visit of the Pope?
We hope. I don't think that will come next Monday, this peace. It is a question of culture, mentality. Yeah. People were impressed, satisfied when the Pope met the people coming from Gaza. It is great that he has the time to think about these small details, which mean a lot for us.